The Kutzker Rebbe said, there is no place lonelier than a room full of people. And that probably resonates with a lot of people. We know, and we say, Eicha Yosho, we say, on one hand, we said in Eicha how we're all alone, we're separate. On the other hand, we say Bilam's bracha about the Jewish people was that we are a separate people. So is being separate a good thing or not a good thing? Is being alone good or not? So that depends on what alone means. That if a person, you walk into a wedding, a bar mitzvah, a big simcha, and you don't know anyone in the room, no one walks over you, could be walking into shul, thousands, hundreds of people in shul, and you could be with, and no one says, no one recognizes your existence, you feel very alone among hundreds of people. Loneliness is possibly one of the most painful human experiences. Loneliness is not the same as being alone. Many people have times when they are alone, they choose to be alone. You could walk in, someone could be learning 10 hours in the base hamedrash learning. They're not alone. They feel a connection. They're very happy. Someone, a husband and wife who just got married, they're oblivious to everyone else. That's a good alone. They're just spending time together. But that's someone who chooses to be alone. When you don't, when loneliness is placed on you, you have no one to speak to, no one to turn to, no connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the tragedy here. And that's what we read this week, Parshas Dvarim. Moshe said, how can I carry your burdens alone? And then we read in Eicha how Jerusalem could sit alone. So imagine Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest Navi, the greatest person ever, and he felt alone at times. Yerushalayim, one of the greatest cities, if not the one, bustling, and Yerushalayim itself feels lonely, feels alone. And therefore, if Moshe Rabbeinu and Yerushalayim could feel alone, then we have to be concerned about the everyday person. As the Kutzker said, there's no place lonely in a room full of people. We have to be very careful to make sure people around us are not alone and feel the proper, and give them the proper greetings. At this point, before we read the Elit Zion, we're going to read the Kina about from the Bava Rebbe on the Holocaust, the memory of the martyrs of Chorban Europe. In this keynote, it's page 390. Jeff? We could do from the Bava, and then there's one from a Schwab right after. Zichro na, v'konin ha yisro ko, chlem yishma v'brama. Page 392, the one from Rabbi Schwab. Azokha Maskira of Dar Dar, the Kadosh made such a Bakar to go there, and
Gentlemen, we're just asking to see who would like to come for a 2 o'clock Mincha Minyan. Raise your hands if you're interested.
I think we can. I know I'm coming too. I want to make sure we have an 8 o'clock Minyan.
I assume the rest will be here for 8 o'clock Minyan? 3:30 minyan. That's it.
Wherever you need me.
We need to have an 8 o'clock minyan, that's for sure.
Yeah, but a number of people already left. And so it's not
ready. Left. Yeah, so we're definitely having the 8, that's what I said.
I have to have at least 6 for the 8 o'clock minyan. So we just have a show of hands again. 8 o'clock? No, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, for sure. Make sure that we have 8 o'clock.
Because if we don't have an 8 o'clock, we're not having a 2.
Yeah, I can't. We have 4, as well as 5? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so there'll be a 2 and 8 o'clock.
So we're about to do the final kina, Litzion. So we began by discussing the grieving widow who allows her family to mourn once a year. The kina is also about this widow, but it's also about hope, that all is not lost, and if we can make it through another Tisha B'Av, and one day, a time when there is no Tisha B'Av at all. So we could sing the Eli Tzion together. Eli Tzion v'yareha, k'mo isha betzi, 396. B'v'shua chagu rasach, a'olena yarmon ha'shen nutash, the Ashmatan Adoreha, the Albias Mikarfeel, the Sol Mikdash Kadoreha, the Witsio Viareha, Kimo Isha Bissireha, Kivisu Askagurasak, Alba Nureha, Awake Alus Mishar Seyel, Mani Meshezimareha, the Adama Mashiach Shufat, Kimo me Yoreha, Elitia Viareha, Kimo Isha Bitsireha, Kivisura Kagurasa, Abba Nureha, Ale Ego Mechoreha, Ashedama Mireha, Mashiach Shamim. Uvitiu Sanhedreha, Elitzion v'yareha, Kimo isha betzireha, Kivisu achagurasak, Abba nureha, Alei zivchei semideha, Uvidyone v'choreha, Yalchi lo kolei echal, Umizbak etoreha, Elitzion v'yareha, Kimo isha besireha, Kivisu achagurasak, Abba nureha, Alei tabe melacheha, Binei David gevireha, Yayav yam ashech ashach, Yei sarok in sareha, Elitzion v'yareha, Kimo isha v'tzireha, V'kivsu as chagurasak, Abba nureha, Alei chavod asher gola, V'yeis korban divireha, V'yalochet asher lachat, V'sham saki chagureha, Eli tziyam yareha, Kimo isha b'tzireha, V'kivsu lach agurasak, Abba nureha, Alei mabat yiro makot, Asher agun nizireha, Alei tzele, O alel nuareha, Eli tziyam yareha, Kimo isha b'tzireha, K'kivsu lach agurasak, Abba nureha, Alei simcha zayveha, Sakako ashivareha, Yali noi b'nei chorin, Tidiveha toreha, Eli tziyon v'yareha, Kimo isha b'tzireha, V'kivsu lach agurasak, Abba nureha, Alei b'sher asher ifsa, Chatzos is 1:24 today, so all the customs of sitting on the ground, you could sit, you could go back on your chairs at 1:24 and after. And at Mincha will be putting on the talis and tefillin.
Thank you. Amen.
No, so because those are real, it's only like the minhagim, like the same thing, the washing, you know, learning that's all intact. It's only things that we're accustomed to them to do. It's only accustomed to sit on the ground, so that you have to cut those and lighten up on.
But greeting is.
Right, that's all day.
Wow.
Yeah. And washing also all day?
Yeah.
Good to know.
Well.
Whatever you can learn before, you can learn after. That's the same halacha. So it's only minhagim that we'll make while I'm like sitting on the floor.
Okay.
But the yikar din halacha is a part of the halakusha, but. Thank you. I know it was good to me. It was my first meaningful Tisha B'Av I've had in a long time. Because usually I'm sleeping in the back when you have to talk, so.
Some stuff from him. At 2:30?
That's why you liked it so much.
HDMI.
So we're going to show it to me now, and I think we're going to try to show it after.
Yeah. Audio.
Yeah. I think so.
Now and after 2 o'clock. Okay.
But he says here he doesn't pick up sound.
Click on this.
I'm not saying it's halacha problem, I'm saying it's only because it depends. If you're doing it because you can't wait, I told him the minute you have the chatzos, it's clean your house, get ready for the Mashiach, but that's what you're doing it for, and you just can't wait, and it's hard for me to argue. I forgot to say it, but one of them, Rebbeim and Meir, used to worry, he had a suitcase in the Beit HaMedrash next to him. I think it was Renacham, that's what I think it was Renacham. The Chabad Chaim had it in his house. He didn't want to go home for it. He wanted to go straight from there. I forgot to say that one. Yeah.